Persecution of Christians is on the rise in failed states. A call to prayer goes up for Iraq, and Slava Gospel Association is celebrating 80 years and counting. All this and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Open Doors officially released the 2014 World Watch List today. It tracks countries where persecution of Christians is most severe. Open Doors President David Curry says while there are some things that remain the same,
the number one country now for 12 years has been North Korea, which is sort of a quasi-Stalinist state.
There were some surprises. Nigeria, which saw brutal attacks on Christians nearly every Sunday at the start of 2013, actually improved. How?
Because the incidence and the intensity in the other countries is so much greater.
The trend? Most of the top 50 on the list mirrors the failed state index. A failed state is a country where the government structure has collapsed into utter chaos.
We're seeing large trends where Islamic extremists are trying to exterminate Christianity. There's a religious side that's happening there, and we've seen it drop as a percentage of the population from over 20% 100 years ago to 4% or less today.
Would you pray? The church is still growing. Links to the full report can be found at our website. Next, terrorists kidnapping Christians is taking on a new twist. E3 Partners Middle East expert Tom Doyle says a pastor in Syria is just one example of what's happening there.
Three terrorists came into his house, demanded money, and of course he didn't have any. They forced him to sign a statement that he would have some money. They were going to shoot him.
They spent 4 hours mocking him, pointing and pulling the trigger of an empty gun, and other abuses. This is new.
Kidnapping was popular among the terrorist groups, but then they're stuck with people and they've got to wait for money, and that takes too long now. So they're actually finding people, going to their homes, breaking in, holding that gunpoint, demanding the money right then.
Join 838 on Facebook. You can also support pastors in the Middle East. There's a link at our new website, missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. A Sunni Muslim uprising and a three-way power struggle are inching Iraq closer to civil war. Christians are caught in the crossfire as Iraq's Shiite government, Al-Qaeda, and tribal militants fight for control of key cities. Greg Musselman, a Voice of the Martyrs Canada, says daily violence in Iraq calls for daily prayer.
We need to remember that there's those that have stayed in Iraq. They could have come to the United States. They could have come here to Canada, but they have chosen to stay. So we can't forget them, and we need to be helping them in many ways.
Find practical ways to help at our website. Pray daily for believers in Iraq. Musselman says one way to start is by learning pastors' names.
Pastor Joseph, you know, in Baghdad, or the brothers that we know up in Erbil and Kurdistan area that are reaching Kurdish people for the gospel in that part of the world. When we actually find the names, maybe we see the faces, it causes a greater connection.
Meanwhile, Sunday marks the four-year anniversary of Haiti's devastating earthquake. Compassion International will set a positive tone for the day by looking to the future. They're finishing 10 building projects for partners affected by the disaster, which will serve as church-run schools and child development centers. Compassion's holistic care meets each child's physical needs and introduces them to the gospel. Pray the projects bring hope to Haiti's people. And this month, Slavic Gospel Association is marking 80 years in ministry. They're celebrating all that God's done through the trials of Joseph Stalin, the Iron Curtain, and the breakup of the Soviet Union. Through it all, SGA has remained committed to sharing the gospel and helping the church. They're asking you to pray with them as they look ahead. Even while celebrating God's goodness, they're still facing the challenges of the current day in the former Soviet Union. We can link you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russin Ministries wants to help you pray for the countries of Eurasia, including Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and others. When you support Russin Ministries' Olympic Bible Outreach, they'll send you the colorful 2014 Eurasia Prayer Guide. $10 provides 20 copies of the Gospel of John for those searching during the Olympics. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.